Parshas Maaseh is also always one of the parshas that we read during the 3 weeks. So very interesting about the structure of the parsha. It's Golos Eretz Yisrael. It starts off with the Masos. Right? Then it talks about how to apportion out the land. Right? And then it speaks about also a sugya of Golos, you know, the Rotzeach Nefesh Bishkoga. He goes into Golos. And it ends off again with the halacha that was instituted, you know, which we overturned on Tu B'Av, that, you know, so that the nachla and eretz Yisrael shouldn't go mimate lamate. Women who get inheritance have to marry within their own tribe, which was the halacha for who knows how long until they overturned it in a later generation during Tu B'Av. So very interesting, the structure. Golos Eretz Yisrael. All right, in the very beginning of the parsha, when... Just Eilu Masav Reis Yisrael Ver Tzayim L'Tzilos Am B'Yam Moshvaron. Vayichtav Moshe Es Motzayim L'Masayim. Moshe wrote their points of departure, you know, to their travels. Al Pi Hashem. Veile Masayim L'Motzayim. It's from Motzayim L'Masayim, right? From where they departed from. Motzah, I mean, Lashon Tzay, right? Motzayim L'Masayim, where they departed from for their travels. And these are their travels, L'Motzayim. So it's from Motzah to Masah, Masah to Motzah. Right, so it needs explanation. Now, why the Masos written in the Torah is something that the Rishonim talk about? You know, why was this necessary? So amongst the different things that are written, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, it's from Sisrei Torah. And, you know, he says a reason, I'll peep shot, but he says it's mamash from Sisrei Torah, the end of the Masos. all the Chassidish Sfarim from all the different streams bring a Kabbalah from the Besht. You'll see it in different Chassidish Sfarim from different schools. So it seems to me that the Baal Shem Tov really said it, that just like Am Yisrael went on to 42 Masos, every Neshama has to make 42 Masos. It could be the explanation of why people move house so often. So, yeah. So we'll discuss what that means in a second. Yeah, everyone's got to make 42 Masos. So Rashi brings a medrash, right, says that a king went with his son on a travel to get him healed. And on the way back, they say, remember that place? That's where your head hurt. You remember that place? That's where we were cold. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mined kolam mekoymas shechisuni. It's the full lashon of the medrash. Write down all these times where Am Yisrael got me angry and, you know, they got into fights with me. Right? So, to, you know, somehow it's supposed to be symmetrical with this metaphor that, you know, the nostalgia when the king is coming back from a travel he went on, you know, to get his son healed. I remember that place, remember that place. I have to understand what this means. You know, there's seemingly a contradiction in what we see in this week's parsha and what we read in Parshas Mishpatim. Not one that's hard to resolve. In this week's parsha, we get the tzivui of Orei Miklat. Right? And there's supposed to be six of them, you know, three in Eretz Yisrael, you know, three in Eivor HaYarden. Right? Now, in Parshas Mishpatim, right, there's actually, the Torah mentions in short form, the din of Makanes B'Shashgaga. Right, so says the pasuk, "V'samti l'cha mokom asher yonus shama." Right, one mokom. So now, al pi pshat, there's a way to resolve it. The Sifsei Chacham deals with this, that it could be that in Parshas Mishpatim, it was talking about in the midbar. So now, in the midbar, if a person killed Bishgaga, if it ever such thing would ever happen, he would run. He had only one place to run to, Machane Leviah. Right, but could be that we could suggest something in addition to that, right, about it, that there could be multiple extensions of the same place. Right? The Rashi, and again, in Parshas Maaseh, when it talks about the Gvulis of Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi says the Gvulis are important, so we have to know where the Mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz apply. So, and this was when people were sane, when no one wanted open borders. Right, you know, this is what do you mean? You need to know the gvulis to know the mitzvahs atzluyas ba'aretz. Everyone's got to know where the boundaries of his sovereign nation is. Right, you know, what's pshat in Rashi? So the Sfarim explained like this: Lamaaseh, it's not the pshat that we need Eretz Yisrael to survive. That, you know, you're only safe within your territorial boundaries. Not true. Am Yisrael could survive anywhere. It's like the Maral brings in the Sefer HaNetzach, right, for the Chazal, for the Pasuk says that, Ka'ar Beruchos Parasti Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about us that he spread us out like the four winds, which seemingly refers to the goals. But Chazal said that interesting drosha, Kishem she'i'efshar la'olam b'lo ruchos, kach i'efshar la'olam b'lo Yisrael. We were spread out like the four winds, right? Just like the world needs winds, the world needs Am Yisrael, right? So what's right? Explains the Maral, right? That really the whole Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael sh'nikru Reishis b'shvil Torah, right? The whole world is for Klal Yisrael, right? And the whole world needs Klal Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael and the Torah really could survive anywhere. Right? And this is the secret of Jewish survival. We promised to speak about this last night. Right? That wherever Am Yisrael went, they're able to set up a kehila, right, and thrive. It's an amazing thing. Now, Jews could really live anywhere if talking about their survival, right? Because the whole world is for Klal Yisrael. The whole world is for the Torah. The amazing there's a famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Tes on the base, about Anshe Knesset Gdol. Why are they called Anshe Knesset Gdol? Shechzira Torah LiYoshna, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora, which even before Anshe Knesset Gdol made it institution, Jews adopted that in their informal prayers. They used to say HaGadol HaGibor VaNora, copying Moshe Rabbeinu. Then happened Chorben HaBayis. Right, so Daniel said, "Goyim mishtabim abonav ayeh gvuroisav." So he didn't say gibor, right? And Yirmiyahu said, "Goyim mechakarim beheicholo ayeh no rosav." So he stopped saying noira. And then came Anshe Knesset Gdola v'echzir ator liyoshna and said, "Adaraba, hein gvuroisav, hein noiroisav." Right? Hein gvuroisav, that Akash Hu is kovish kaso and marich af and doesn't totally wipe out the goyim for oppressing Jewish people. Vehein hein no rosav she ilmole morol she hakadosh baruch hu haech uma yechol iskayim bena umos. And the neira of that place that's called Manor Mokom Zeh is that if not for morol she hakadosh baruch hu haech uma yechol iskayim bena umos. It's a secret of Jewish survival, right? And this has to do with the Chazal. Right, Meyom Shenechva Beis Mikdashenu Ein La Koshu Bo Lomo Dal Amashalocha Bilvad. Right, that the Dal Amashalocha is the instead of the Beis Hamikdash, and that means that wherever people learn Torah, an embassy of the Beis Hamikdash opens up. And right, that's the secret of Jewish survival. That place that's called Manor Makom Zeh, that's Morol Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu that allows an Uma to be Miskayim Ben Umos. Wherever we go, right, we take the power of Torah and Eretz Yisrael with us, and a space opens up for us. Right, like the Ribbono Shel Olam says, by the Rotzeach Nefesh Bishgaga, he lost his place in society. He has to go into Golos. The Ribbono says, V'samti l'cho makom. He artificially gets a place. Right? He gets a place wherever he is. Right. So now, in the time of the Midbar, that was one place. Right, but in the time when we live in Eretz Yisrael, that was diversified to six places, and it's all extensions of the same place. V'samti l'cho makom, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a place wherever we are. So even though we're the physical ground beneath our feet is not our own, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us place. That wherever Am Yisrael goes, wherever Am Yisrael learns Torah, right, and a portal opens up, an embassy of Eretz Yisrael, and that's how we survive. That's how we actually survive. We thrive. And that's what it means. The Gemara says in Brachas that Rav Yochanan heard Ika Save Babavo. There are old people in Babavo, people living to old ages, right? Longevity, right? And he was for Kometame, he didn't understand it, because it says, Al Ha'adoma. You only have Laman Yibuya Mechem. Then we heard that they're Magdim and Mashchich, they come early and they stay late in the base Batei Knesios. He didn't have any more questions. So what that more implies is that the base Medrash and the base HaKnesset is an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. Wherever there's a Kehila and a Mokum Torah, so a portal opens up. And that explains another Chazal. Chazal say, the Asidim, Batei Knesset, Batei Knesset, Bebovo Li Okar Mimkomam, Veli Kava Be'Eretz Yisrael. The Lasi Lavo, all the shuls and the Batei Midrashas in the Gauls are going to be uprooted. And they're going to be brought into Eretz Yisrael because these things are embassies. They're embassies of Eretz Yisrael, wherever we are, right? And that's the secret of Jewish survival, right? That wherever we go, right, we take the Torah with us, and that's the side of what Chazal say in the Mishnahs, Heve Goyle L'Makom Torah, right? When you go into Golis, you're supposed to get out of your comfort zone and you go to a Makom Torah. Torah is called a Makom Torah, a Makom Torah. The Torah gives you a Makom wherever we are. The Torah gave us a Makom, and that's how we thrived. And that's what's as we're precedented here in the Masos. The Masos were all about, you know, precedenting. It was all a hachana, right, for how the Jewish people are going to go into Golis. And they went, you know, with these in these Masos, you know, you know, with the Oron. The Oron was Nosea Lifnei Vaibitzar Oron, which is the Torah. And it was, as it were, conditioning those places that they were walking, just like Chazal say in the Poshib Shat, that the Nechoshim and the Akravim with the Oron, you know, in motion, it just, you know, it eliminated them to make it physically safe. It also made it spiritually safe, that Am Yisrael as a culture could thrive there. So here's an amazing thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos that we learn out all the melachas from the Mishkan. So you know, Seiser is only chayef if it's Seiser al menas livnos. So the question that the Gemara asks is like this, right? How about if you're Seiser here and you use the lumber, you know, that to build over there? Seiser al menas livnos shelo bimkomo. Is that chayef or not? Or is that to be Seiser al menas livnos in the same place, right? So the Gemara says, well, we learn it all from the Mishkan. So, you know, Bain and Seiser was on for Mishkan itself. They took it apart here, and they built it there. They took it apart when they went into transit. So it's a raya that should be said that Seiser, Amanas Livnos, in another place is Chayef. Says Gemara, no, because it was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Val Pi Hashem Yiso, Kis Seiser, Amanas Livnos, Bimkomo Dami. Since wherever they went Al Pi Hashem, right? So it's called that they're always in the same place. Because they didn't go, they weren't actually changing location in a secular sense. They're always in one place, always with Pi Hashem, always going just where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them, right? Which means that even many, many different makomos are all called the same makom. If you're going in that bubble called Pi Hashem, which is how the Jew travels, and that's how the wandering Jew survives, right? It's all called the same place. So similarly, in next week's parasha, right, Ho Moshe Beras HaTorah Hazos, what does Rashi say? He said it b'shivim loshem. Why did the Torah have to be said b'shivim loshem? Who there spoke French? Right. What does that mean? What was the point in that? Because the idiom of all these parshas that we read during the 3 weeks is that how already hachonis for Am Yisrael having to be in the golos, you know, was already set up. The masos was all the idea that we're going to be traveling, right? The idiom that the Torah would be said b'shivim loshem means that the Torah would thrive. Right, wherever we were, right, so we go under these different umos and lashonos would be shoyed over us. Well, the Torah could also be said in that language, and that was setting up a hachon that the Torah will thrive wherever we are. Right? That the Torah will have, you know, Reb Chaim gave shir in Yiddish, right? Bali Atosfos, you know, they all said, you know, and the Ramban, the Raj Baritvah, they spoke Ladino, right? Wherever they went, you know, the Torah was nislabish in these lashonos, and there was like making a makom for Torah, you know, achana to have make a makom for Torah in all the different places that we're going to be, right? And it's all called, right, that everywhere we never really, really left Eretz Yisrael, and everything we're going to, when we go back, we're going to drag it all with us, like that Chazal we quoted before, all the Batei Knesset Basir B'Yar are going to be Ne'akar Mimkom and come back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the big yisod that the Maharal says in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, that the Golos is all a hachana for the Geula, right? We are going into Golos to pick up the aspects of Eretz Yisrael, because everything is connected to Eretz Yisrael. The whole world's before the Torah, right? But Eretz Yisrael is the Nekudas HaMerkaz, right? So before that famous Rashi, Bereishis, Bishul HaToshik Reishis, right? Bishul Yisrael Shnei Kureishis, there's a Rashi actually before that, the very first Rashi in Torah. That Haya Torah Latchu Me'achorish Zelachem. It's the first mitzvah. Why Matam Pasach Bebreishis Bora? Koch Masav Higid La'amo Losim Nachos Goyim. That if the Goyim ever say you stole Eretz Shiva Sa'amimin, we say the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The whole end of Bria Sa'olam comes into play by Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because Eretz Yisrael is connected to the whole wide world. Right? It's the point center of the globe. Right? We need to live in Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi says, to be Mekayim more mitzvahs, that we can't be Mekayim in Chutz Haaretz. But we could survive anywhere, because everything is for Klai Yisrael, and everything is for the Torah. And just Eretz Yisrael is the Nekudas HaMerkaz, the David Nifla, and it's called Eretz Shiva Sa'umas, right? The land of the seven nations, right? That's concentrated in that small piece of land. Seven nations. What are seven nations? Keneged, Shtein, and Sforim. Keneged, the 7 meters that need tikkun, the seven that we call Teva. Keneged, the 7 weeks of the Omer. All the seven are called nature. How much is there in the big picture? How many nations are there by the biblical perspective?
Shivim.
Right? Right. Right? Shivim Umos, that's the Mispar Gadol of seven. That Eretz Yisrael is a microcosm of the whole world. And if we conquer Eretz Yisrael, we rule the whole world. We rule the whole world from there. Plan A was, right? Plan A would have been that from Eretz Yisrael, you know, to be hooked up into all the Kedusha that spread around the world, and from there, from point center, control it and incorporate it. That's if we would have been Zeicha, right? We weren't Zeicha, right? So now we have to go and collect it, you know, piece by piece. But again, we're collecting the kochos that, you know, extend out from Eretz Yisrael, and we're bringing them back to Eretz Yisrael. And that goes back to what Rashi says, which explained very well, Alpidi is sort of the Maharal, right? The mashal that Rashi brings is that a king went on a far, far journey. Ubechazarosam, on the way back, they're counting and they're being nostalgic. Remember that place. So as Moshe says, you know, it was commanded by Hashem, write all those places in the Torah, all these places where there was chaos, right? But we overcame those challenges, right? And we did tshuva because of, you know, the challenges that we had there. We wrote new svarim for the shalos that arose. And we're taking that all back to Eretz Yisrael with us, an amazing thing, right? Now we've come back after, you know, starting to come back after 1900 years of Golis. And there's things, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, you know, there's Belz, Lubavitch. These are all names of places in Chutz La'aretz, right? And they're all being nikva in Eretz Yisrael, right? They were talking about that we took the nitzotzes, we took the aspect of Eretz Yisrael and the kedusha that was there, and we're yanking it back with us, right? And this was all achana that was made for us there in the midbar, right? Now we were supposed to do it from Eretz Yisrael and always to be on the go and on the move to, you know, steig more and more, and from Eretz Yisrael to suck out the koach hakedusha that's, you know, spread throughout the globe. We weren't zochas, now I have to go pick it up piece by piece. And that's what the pasuk says. You know, it is motzeim masein. It's a point of departure to our travels. Ve'elem masa'eim lemotzeim. But it goes full circle. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us into Golos, it was for the tachlis of making it back to Eretz Yisrael. Go the long way around. That if you're not going to pick up the sparks from your place in point center, you're not going to control the world from there, you're going to have to go around the world and bring it back to point center. B'mehera b'yameinu.